My name is Carla Morning, and today is May 8th, and I'm interviewing Ed Littlelight. When did you begin playing the hand game?
Well, I'm 68 years old right now, but from way back in my grandfather's time, I live in Pryor, and there used to be a lot of trees over there. They come over there and build cabins and haul wood for the Crow Indians in Pryor area. And that's where I see the hand game started back in, about 1930s, I think, or 30, about 32 and through there. I was a little man at the time. And I see those Crees and the Crow Indians from Pryor District play hand game all the time. That's been quite a while, but I think it's played from way back. I don't know how many generations it went back, but when I used to see those people play, I was only about 8, 9 years old.
Do you know where the hand game originated from? Do you know any stories about where it came from?
Oh, I don't know, but it's got to be from way back, you know. They have certain kind of a games. They have a dice. Woman used to play that. The dice, I guess. And I know they played a lot of arrows, and they played a lot of hand game. That's all I know. I don't know where it originated, but it's got to be from way back.
Okay. What's the difference between these tournaments and before the tournament?
Oh yeah. We used to invite one another for. We have 6 districts, and before the tournament ever start, we used to invite these districts, and then we play arrows during the day. Then we invite our friends from the other districts. We have supper and maybe some sweat bath and that stuff. They invite one another, and that evening, I'd say about 8 o'clock or 7:30 and through there, then they go into these halls and they start playing hand game. We do that on Friday and Saturday, and that's it. So next week, Backlots District invite Pryor. We'll probably wait maybe a week or 2 weeks, and then the Pryor District invited us. Then we'd go over there and do the same thing. Oh, there ain't hardly no difference, but years back, you know, hand game is a. I think it's a scientific game. You might have a beginner's luck, but there's ways to guess. It's been passed on from. We buy these motions that we do from our uncles, and on our father's side, we have different clients. You know, like. Like me, my dad gave me most everything in hand game, like guessing and hiding. I got that from my dad, but a lot of people go to their uncles, client uncles, and buy the stuff. A lot of people don't. You know, today I think most people don't care about that. We buy those motions that we do like medicine man. People, the old Crow Indian don't hardly do it without those things. You got to own one of those things.
So if somebody wants to become a medicine man, they have to buy it from.
Yeah, they have to. Man? They have to buy it from one of their uncles, and the man that they buy from, he show them. They imitate animals. mostly. Mostly animals, you know, bird or eagle or bear or buffalo or something like that. They imitate those things. You know, I think where they got that is through dreams. And they go out and fast and pray, and they catch those things, and it's been handled down.
And before they have the tournaments, did they have betting?
Was that? Oh yeah. Oh yeah, they used to bet horses. Today, years back, they used to bet horses and guns and good valuable things. But today's a little bit different. People, they get mad for a quarter. They lose a quarter and they get mad. It's not that way. Years back, you know, they're all sports. Those people are all good people them days, but today a person lose a quarter or a dollar or so, they get mad. But I don't think that's right. You're in there to win, but somebody's going to have to lose a game.
When did these tournaments begin? When did they start? Do you know?
Well, like I say, there's six districts, and back in 1966, we invited these districts here at Backlodge Hall, and one evening we got together and we invited, I think, St. Xavier back in 1966. I don't know what date. But we were sitting there, Backlodge people were sitting in there, and my brother Leonard Little Light, Jim Big Lake, and Warren Bear Cloud, Tommy Wall. We was waiting for our visiting district, and we were talking, and finally I says, "Boys," I says, "I got an idea." "I got an idea," and I said, "Well, give it to us." I says, "Why don't we start a hand game tournament?" I said, "There's six districts here, and I think that we can start a little tournament." And that's how it happened. I tell you, at the time, when we had the first tournament, Jim Big Lake suggests that Eddie says, why don't we start a junior hand game tournament? Week after the first tournament that we had, and his son-in-law, Ira Leftan, wanted to play. He's the one that wanted to start the juniors. That's how it began. Yeah, he asked Jim about it, and Jim says, "Okay, you go ahead and play the juniors."
Can you explain why they are like at the beginning of the game? I only watched one game in my whole life.
Yeah,
that was that one Saturday a couple weeks ago. But can you like? If you were trying to explain to somebody, could you tell them how the game is played and what they're trying to do, what the point of the game is?
Well, that game, I tell you, you can make money. It's just like any gambling, but you got to be pretty lucky. We go in there to make money. We don't go in there to lose money. You got to have money to live today, and that's all I can say. You know, that tournament brings in $20,000 or better sometimes, or less, the big tournament is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there's a lot of money involved today.
Okay,
when we have a game, We have cheerleaders just like any kind of a sport. Okay, we have three guesses. One leader and two men will help the main guesser. If the main guesser misses two, three times, he'd turn the thing over to his second man. Either he guessed a man or he might catch the first two men, then if he start missing the ladies, sometimes, you know, you can go quite a ways by missing. But we all trying to catch that bone some way. Like I say, some of those ladies are good. They're good hiders. I think it's because that some of them have their medicine. I believe that they still believe in the old ways. And, well, some people are lucky and some aren't. Some people that can't even hide nothing because one shot they catch them all the time. Mm-hmm. But some of them are good and,
I heard somebody saying first point, what's that?
When you start a hand game, both teams would have we put the 14 sticks in the middle. And, okay, the both team would start singing. And the medicine man on the left and the medicine man on the right would make all kinds of motions, and then they'll pick a certain man in a front row to hide, either side. Okay, the left side would hide first. The right side team would, the main guesser, if he misses. Okay, the other team do the same thing. He guess, if he hits it first, that's what you call first point. Sometimes both teams would go quite a ways before they take the first point. That's today. That first point means a lot of money in these tournaments. You know, they put up $100 plus the side bet. It amounts to maybe $500, $600, $700.
Okay. Do you think the tournaments would be important if there was no betting?
There'd be no fun.
No fun,
no fun at all.
Who invites the other tribes? Like, I noticed those people from Oklahoma always come.
Well, you know, I've been going down to Oklahoma for 28 years, and the Backlots district, like me, Big Lake, Warren, Tommy Wall, Leonard, and the whole district, not all of them, but we used to go down and play with those people. We play hand game with them before the tournament ever start, and we got acquainted with them. They come over here, and they finally, I think the Lodgegrass district invited them first tournament, I don't know how long ago, and ever since that, these Oklahoma people, they won one year, I don't know what year, but they win a tournament here. And they put on a pretty good show. We have pretty good feast. They have good good turnout, good in everything.
Did your kids play?
What's that?
Did your kids play hand game?
My kids? I've got one son that likes to play Lewis, and my nephew Don used to play, but the rest of my kids, they don't hardly play much. None of my kids don't hardly play much anymore.
Do you think it's important for our culture and our history to keep the hand game tournament going?
Oh yeah, it's I think it's good, like these, like the juniors play hand game, and it's good that we want to keep the tradition going. That's where you, a lot of people would talk our own language, you know. I think it's good. That's an old traditional game, and I think they should keep it up.